Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Brown, B-R-O-W-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Brown as described in my report of 9-10-17. She is now a 49-year-old woman who again described she was injured at work on 11-26-14. Period, she fell while helping a client. Period, as a result, she injured her neck, shoulders, rotator cuff that was repaired surgically. Period, since last seen here, she reports undergoing an EMG. Period, she did not sustain any new injuries or accept injections or surgery. Period, she is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, she received an order approving settlement on 11-13-17 to be inserted here. Period. She then applied for a reopener. Period. Within her corresponding answer, she indicated having seen Dr. O'Shea on 10-15-21, 1-14-22, and 1-18-22, period. He also referred to attached documentation, period. She related from 2017 through about December 2020, she was employed by Touching Hearts as a home health aide and as a substitute custodian for Mainland Regional High School. She claimed her job was limited to wiping down desks. She stopped working for both employers when her husband passed away. She also claimed her symptoms had increased. New paragraph. On 6-5-17, she was evaluated by Dr. Cataldo. He offered estimates of permanency involving the right shoulder and cervical spine. Period, as above, she then received an order approving settlement on 11-13-17. Period, additional records show she was indeed seen by neurosurgeon Dr. O'Shea on 1-14-22 for a need for treatment evaluation. Period, she was last seen on 10-15-21. Period. She was status post anterior cervical discectomy infusion from C4 through C6 on 9-21-16. Period. She complained the pain in her right arm was killing her and had numbness in the first three fingers on her right hand. Period. She did see a chiropractor. Period. She was taking a leave a lot more than she should and Tylenol as needed. Period. Dr. O'Shea referenced that she also underwent right rotator cuff surgery on 5-20-15 and had an EMG of the upper extremities on 12-14-21. It showed no cervical radiculopathy but did reveal carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. She also commented that a new cervical spine x-ray showed no instability or instrumentation failure. Parrish remained at maximum medical improvement regarding her shoulder pain. Period. She was able to return to work full duty but stopped working on 12-31-20 and retired. Parrish is currently working to move her husband's shop. Period. She was going to have a return visit with her MRI and x-ray films. Period. She did so on 1-18-21, and Dr. O'Shea reiterated Ms. Brown was at maximum medical improvement for the cervical spine from a neurosurgery slash orthopedic spine standpoint. period on 10/15/21, the petitioner returned to Dr. O'Shea again for another need for treatment evaluation. Period, she reported progressively increasing constant neck pain that shoots down her right arm. Period, she had weakness and numbness as well. Period, she cannot remember what treatment she had since her last visit, but thinks they may have been nerve blocks. Period, she continued to smoke one pack of cigarettes per day, as she had for 20 years. Period, after re-examination, Dr. O'Shea recommended a new cervical MRI with and without gadolinium, as well as flexion extension x-rays of the cervical spine, along with bilateral EMG/NCV of the upper extremities. Period, relative to the shoulder, she remained at maximum medical improvement without restrictions. Period. I am not in receipt of further documentation that would substantiate the petitioner did undergo there was additional diagnostic studies recommended by Dr. O'Shea. Period. Physical exam. She was anxious at the outset because she got lost coming to the office and was late for the evaluation. Period, extremities upper. There was healed open surgical scarring about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period, shoulder motion was decreased bilaterally. Period, abduction right was 150 degrees and left 160 degrees, comma. Flexion right 145 degrees and left 160 degrees, comma. Internal rotation 70 right and 80 left, comma, external rotation 85 degrees and left external rotation 70 degrees. Period, combined active extension with internal rotation was to the T11 vertebral level on the right and the T9 vertebral level on the left. Period. There were calluses and abrasions on the fingertips of the right hand. Period. Many muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted right pinch grip, but was otherwise 5/5. She was tender. Scratch that. The rest of that is normal. Hands versus elbows normal. Shoulders normal. Extremities lower. Delete. Spine cervical. There was a well-healed left anterior transverse scar, consistent with surgery. Period, flexion was 45 degrees, comma, extension 40 degrees, comma, bilateral side bending 30 degrees, with rotation right 50 degrees and left to 55 degrees. Period, the rest of that is normal and thoracic. She was tender at the right interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. And in the lumbosacral section, we're going to delete the supine straight leg raise maneuvers. Impressions. Insert what is marked from the impressions section of my earlier report relative to the injury and treatment. Period. Since evaluated here, she received an order approving settlement and then reopened her claim. Period. She saw Dr. O'Shea in that regard on 1/14/21. Period. Some treatment was initiated. Period, there was then a gap until she returned to Dr. O'Shea for another need for treatment evaluation. Period, at that juncture, she recommended repeat diagnostic testing, but it does not appear that the petitioner completed the same. Period. She did learn the petitioner retired at some point. Period. The paragraph, the current examination found there to be decreased range of motion about both shoulders, but provocative maneuvers there were negative. Period, there were abrasions and callus formation on the fingertips of the right hand, indicative of someone who uses it regularly. Period, she did have decreased cervical spine motion, but Sperling's maneuver was negative. Paired in the paragraph, my opinion relative to permanency will be inserted as marked, and that'll be the end.